That would kind of make me sad. The online dating profiles be like, pizza is life. It's like, dude, you just
truthfully,
really...
though, most dudes are like that.
Yeah.
Like, I was just
oh, for sure.
talking
they
about
latch
this.
On to some dumb
it's
bullshit.
Like, here's a picture of me hiking.
Yeah.
That's your personality?
Normies, dude. I hate fucking... hate normies.
Fuck
me and
normies,
Gerben hate
dude.
Normies, dude. That's all.
Totally.
Yeah,
what
you
mean
find
me
it,
and Gerben hate
normies?
I'm
normies.
Fucking
you
sitting
hate
here,
dude,
too,
you
dude.
Hate
I'm trying to suck Gerben's dick ever since he schooled you on philosophy, dude.
Dude, I just
he's
fucking...
fucking schooled you, and since then
no,
you've been trying to fucking
anybody.
Suckle him, dude.
No, I'm not suckling shit, dude. Dude, I mean, I could go on. I'm not going
to
get into philosophy.
Suckle,
I don't want
to
get into philosophy.
I
want to
get you guys
fired up. We line
up.
We line up on this stuff. We don't like we've got priorities.
I explore. Right I just like to explore other modes of thinking. It's like, yeah, for sure. I hope it all works out. I've always been a I'm a utopianist. That's what every pessimist behind every pessimist is a fucking failed utopianist, dude. Don't forget that.
Okay. But I want to get back to that. But get back to the
damn checkmate, Gerben, dude.
Yeah, right, dude. I got all kinds of cool philosophy stuff, dude. Hold on, let me think of it.
But get back to the think about the guys.
Yeah, we'll talk about them for now, but I'll come back with some cool philosophy stuff and win.
Dude, this is like if you brought Mulrooney, what was his name? The kid who played at Maryland?
Evan Mulrooney.
Yeah, if you brought him in and started talking to me about O-line stuff, I'd be like, well, I played O-line too sometimes. He'd just school me. I'd be like, oh, fuck.
I watched the 7-minute clip School of Life videos. Hold on, let me think of one. That's all I do. I watch the YouTubes on them. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Then I forget it 5 minutes later. I'm like, fuck, come on, bring it up. Yeah. But yeah, that's
it. But just to like make this also that philosophy more concrete is like this is the problem with Antifa, and I know I banged on about this in
oh
the previous.
My God,
dude. Okay, well,
shut
never
up
mind.
About it. No, I'm kidding.
No. We don't have to do it, but it's just
no. Here, I'm gonna hear it. I can't say anything.
I understand that, like the argument goes that we're living in air quotes extraordinary times, and that people think that there's an enormous amount of racism out there or whatever. And their solution to that is to double down on totalitarianism. And that's just the exact wrong thing to do.
Yep.
It's like the center has to hold. And the center is you allow for, you know, free discussion of ideas and error correction and all this stuff. And you don't go around, mm-hmm. you know, punching people for saying stuff.
Yep.
And we're seeing an
apparently that increases fascism.
For sure.
Historically, fascism thrives off of violent anti-fascist movements.
Definitely.
So
that's I'm telling you.
Put on the fucking bandana, dude, and get out here. They might be agent provocateurs, dude.
Asian provocateurs?
No, agent provocateurs.
Oh. I said Asian too. I was like, hell yeah, dude.
It's just China, dude, breaking us apart.
I mean, they're very much a fascism in America. I don't think Antifa's.
I think they're just
there's
kids.
Nothing, dude. They're both nothing.
I think they're just.
It seemed like it was ominous for a second. Like Charlottesville and shit was like, oh shit, this could actually get out of hand. It's not getting out of hand.
Yeah.
These people all
you
suck. Everybody
totally
knows they all
correct.
Suck.
Yeah.
It's all a joke.
Once pizza fails to be life, you fail to fucking, like, totalitarianism or whatever the hell you called it. That's what happens.
Yeah.
When pizza,
yeah.
Once you, like, finally stop loving food and pizza and wine, all you have to turn to is the extreme left or right.
Right.
You're just kind of like,
true.
Fuck it, there's nothing left
once
for me,
pizza
dude.
Is not bae.
Yeah, I'm going to punch this fucking professor in the face for a stance on
fucking
professors. Motherfucker.
Fucking piece of
talk
shit.
Talk about fucking...
Let's take a break. Can we take a break for a minute? I'm going to grab a glass of water here.
Let's do it. We back, baby.
Wow.
What a fucking
what
break,
were we talking
dude.
About?
Well, I was just going to say that I think that the point you were making was very important to be like, this is not as big of a thing as everybody's making it out to be. And because that can just drive people to make stupid decisions. It's just not that big.
Yeah, I'll be looked back as like a Red Scare type thing. McCarthy era. Like, were you a racist, Grandpa? And you're like, no, not at all.
Yeah, not really. I mean, yeah, me and my friends said some fucked up things behind closed doors, but I would never affect anyone's life.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Gerbs, how are you trying to get in tune with the infinite? That intrigues me.
Well, just trying to understand the general idea behind it. So, like, if you this guy, Alan Turing, who you would know from the movie The Imitation Game,
mm-hmm.
he wrote this...
gay dude.
Yes.
He was gay. That's what I took from The Imitation Game. That was like the twist ending for me.
Right. Oh, yeah. They tried to give him
not
a
them,
shock therapy.
Not them breaking a code.
Oh, yeah.
No
okay.
code being broken surprised me. At the end, I was like, whoa.
This guy's gay?
This guy's fucking gay, dude.
So they tried to shock therapy him.
Tried to shock the gay out of him.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, he was just beautiful mind all the way.
Well,
they didn't know gay dudes. He was into BDSM.
He was just
so
fabulous. He was
him.
A fabulous mind.
They were shocking him. He was the fabulous mind, dude. Every time they shocked him, he'd be like, oh, yeah. We're like, oh, we gotta chill with this. And it's shocking me. Like,
so, what do you do? What do you invent?
Well, he was part of the code breaking team, so he broke like the Nazi code.
Gosh, you remember but, this?
But,
yeah,
right. But his then he wrote
found out where all the German raves were, and he went to it and partied with them. He's because he danced.
He was a dancer.
He's a gay dancer.
That's right.
Nice.
And yeah. So it's this general idea, though. He wrote this paper about what's now known as the Universal Turing Machine, which was to solve a mathematical question. He creates a idea for this machine, an abstract sure. machine.
That's the just, machine is a dildo machine.
It is a dildo machine, and whether it goes into an asshole yeah. or out of an asshole.
He does the time between. Examines the fucking...
Schrodinger's dildo.
Nice.
Yes. And so that was the first computer. But it was just an abstract idea. It's like, okay...
But it wasn't a real machine he built. It was an abstract machine idea.
He was just doing it to solve a mathematical problem. So he's saying, imagine a machine that runs off of zeros and ones.
Oh,
right?
What?
Just two
he
things.
Made that up?
Yeah. And,
it's
and
a Turing again, effect.
The what?
I thought I'd seen a Turing effect somewhere.
Maybe the butterfly effect? Is it?
Not the
butterfly.
Oh, I'm Turing about to ask effect? You about chaos theory in a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought I saw the Turing effect on something.
Well, the
go
ones
ahead.
And zeros, that represents dicks
damn,
and buttholes.
Damn, he invented right. the Matrix?
Yeah, the binary, yeah, it's dicks and buttholes. That's what a lot of people don't know that.
That's right.
That was hilarious.
And so it was a big machine, it had a dildo on it. If it went in the hole, that was a zero. If it came out, it was just a one.
What? And that's how computers got made.
Yeah.
Yep. Just a gay dude.
And so anyway, but he writes this paper where he proves, you know, that if you had this machine, it could model anything capable of being modeled. So like... given enough memory or speed.
Whoa.
So that's to say that if there is a thing in reality, this machine can recreate that thing.
Fuck.
And so I don't understand that. And that to me is just like, what? And so I got to go try and figure that out and then figure out how to simplify it. And then
how's that tie into infinity?
Well, it's just the idea that if I'm going to say that humans are capable of making unbounded progress,
sure.
then I have to be able to say... And then the connection is that humans are like a Turing machine.
Mm.
You know, I have to be able to draw that connection.
It's a little simulation theory, then.
It wouldn't necessarily be simulation theory.
Yeah, because if we're made from a computer, if we're capable of doing the ones and zero infinity thing, then we're definitely computers.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that's right.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, yeah, sorry, right. Steve. You've been debunked by Matt and Shane's secret yeah. podcast. Your talks, you might as well scrap that fucking talk.
Right.
Me and Matt are going to be conducting a talk on fucking infinity, gay infinity machines. We're on a gay simulation.
Right.
No, that,
but it's an interesting idea because even if you're talking about a simulation there, just in general, it's like mm-hmm. what we are experiencing is a simulation of reality because, of course, what's happening is, you know, lights bouncing off Shane, hitting my eye,
yeah.
turning into electrical chemical signal that my brain is then recreating this scene somehow, right?
Yeah.
We don't know how, but that humans just with that alone are able to create explanations. We can see a little speck of light in the sky,
mm-hmm.
and then we now know that this is like a churning, you know, thing of nuclear fission or fusion or whatever
it's
it
fucking
is.
Crazy.
Allegedly.
Did you ever fuck with string theory?
No, I don't understand.
About how
it.
Like it,
no.
it breaks when the Hadron Collider, those two little things, the particles smash together.
Yeah.
The thing that's – they can't see the thing that it supposedly creates because they say it's so small that when the light bounces off it from your eye, the light particle – the light wave moves it out of the way.
Sure.
So it can never be seen because you're like this and you're moving stuff around with the light bouncing from your eyes. Pretty sick.
Wild. Yeah.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
Real sick. That's awesome.
I'm bouncing shit around right now.
What
dude.
Are you moving, dude? I know what you're
fucking,
moving.
I think they call them like Quasarks or some shit.
Quarks?
Yeah,
Quarks, shit
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
I think Quasars.
Quasars, dude.
Quarks.
Quarks, yeah.
Quarks, yeah.
But what do you think about chaos theory? I fell asleep listening to a chaos theory book last night.
Wow.
And just woke up like, oh.
Well, I think the idea there... From, again, the David Deutsch perspective, who is this many worlds interpretation of reality that we're constantly branching.
Mm-hmm.
How old's David Deutsch?
He's probably in his 60s or something.
This guy sucks.
He's so cool.
You've met him, right?
No, we've exchanged a few emails.
Oh, yeah, that is cool. Yeah. You should go try to meet him. Where's he at?
England.
Deutsch is in England?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Doesn't travel much.
You should go kill him.
You should Andrew Cunanan out, dude.
Yeah.
Just fucking like the guy who killed, who'd he kill? Versace.
But you know what I do want to try and do after
kill
this
him?
Next one is, I don't know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Get no. a knife.
So what's up with the chaos theory?
Well, I don't know.
That shit's crazy, man. I've been reading a book about it.
It is crazy. But so, again, this many worlds interpretation, though, would say that Well, I'll have to get back to you on that. But the thing I wanted to talk to you about is I wanted to do, because the quantum mechanics comes out of like one very simple experiment, which is about you take two slits and then fire a laser. With it. And what I wanted to do was
definitely not invented by Terry. Go on.
Yeah. Hell no.
I wanted to do this experiment as like very dirty. So it would be, like, instead of a proton gun, you'd have a big penis.
Oh, you know what? Don't do that.
Steve,
you know, don't ruin it.
Your mind out of the gutter, dude.
Steve. And you call it quantum mechanics.
Oh, my God. So you're going to have it,
and
like...
the slits, of course, would be pussy slits.
So you're going to... Wait, where are you going to do slits? Where are you going to do this?
Well, I was thinking about you could make like, a paper mache. You could... Like, the dirtier... You know, it's more like...
Wait, so you stick it in, but then you can have, like, the other side of the dick come out of the other slit? Like,
no, the dick wouldn't go in, because the dick's just firing a particle of cum.
So you're coming from... Yeah, the dick's just coming from outside.
Clear.
Anyway.
Are you trying to scientifically prove that your cum's not weird?
Yeah.
Wait, so I don't understand. What's going on with these two slits?
No, I just think that when you explain the double slit experiment, it's very boring. But if you did it with dicks and pussies and you just – almost like the Aristocrats, where it's just like you make it as gross as possible. It's actually like entertaining to listen to.
Yeah.
And you just walk through that experiment.
Gerben has a weird thing where like when a black dude who has like a real white voice says the N-word, it's the same thing when Gerben says anything sexual. Like if Gerben says something sexual every time, I'm like, dude, stop. You shouldn't be saying that. He's like, well, that pussy slits. I'm like, ew, dude, knock it off.
Gerben's a sexual man.
He is. Gerben's a very sexual
Gerben, beast. I'm telling you, I've been researching a lot of the great thinkers, dude. Gerben reminds me a lot
a
of the
great
thinkers.
Thinker.
Gerben's
thinker.
One of the great thinkers,
thinker.
Dude.
Gerben is a great thinker.
I'm telling you, man. A lot of the great thinkers are sexual freaks, dude.
I'm a sexual freak, I think. Yeah.
A lot of the great thinkers are.
Maybe a lot of sexual freaks think they're great thinkers, though, too. This could be a double-edged dildo.
Yeah.
Could be.
All right.
Well, what
I got a good theory. So if there's if the universe is infinite,
sure,
there's endless possibilities of worlds. Is there a world out there where the three of us did this podcast and then flip this table and butt fuck?
Yeah, dude, it's this one. It's making a reality, dude. No, for sure. There definitely would be where we just said all the exact same stuff and then just had like a human caterpillar thing going on.
Human centipede with
no,
jizz?
No, but this is different. Yeah, human centipede with jizz, dude. Kirby's the anchor.
Yeah, you jizz. What's you jizz anchor? In my mouth, and what's then an I anchor? Shit.
You're on the
jizz.
Back. You're on the back of it. You're just topping. Me and Shane are both. I'm just on the bottom. I'm purely getting bottomed. Shane's bottoming and getting bottomed, and you're just a fucking anchor, dude. You're just hitting
so
us all
honored.
Home. We're
so
all Shane's fucking me off of your kinetic energy.
Yeah,
you're if you hit his ass,
like those fucking beads.
You fuck Shane. It's just like it's like an echo. You fuck Shane. Shane's like, oh, and like a second later, I go, oh.
Yeah, my ass is the Grand Canyon. You're just screaming into it. And I'm fucking echoing off of Matt's pubes.
That'd be awesome.
What
dude.
Theory is that?
I don't know. So you but. Are you working out now? Is that what you said last time?
What? No.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I need
well,
to,
I was
I need you
until
understand.
This fucking week.
Okay.
I got to explain week. Chaos theory to you, Steve.
Okay.
Basically, chaos theory is saying that everything we categorize and combine is just not real because there's just too much chaos out there. And we're slowly, all of our theories, we're trying to sequence stuff that's really just part of just utter chaos, and we can do it in like math wise. But if you hit it with chaos math, it just turns out that it's all chaos. So that's what I've got for my audio book. I can't. I want someone to explain it to me so bad because I read it and it makes sense, and I can't explain it.
Yeah,
I think though that where I would disagree with that guy is not that I don't think we'll ever have everything figured out.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that. Again, there's this asymmetry between proving something false and proving something true. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where the Kat Boner story, you know, was coming in about I had said I told that story on a first date and the date had been going great. And then I told that story and the date was over. And that's something that is very intuitive insofar as if you have an hour long date. 59 minutes if it can be great, and they say one very weird thing, and it's just like, okay. So if you take something like Newtonian physics, that worked really well to get us to the moon and back, but then once you move to like a black hole, or once you start moving at the speed of light, Newtonian physics had nothing to do.
That's where I'm at.
Down.
I'm more at like black hole speed
level.
Of light levels,
okay, but,
and you're more Newtonian. I mean,
no, no, but no, no.
That's why there was that with your guys, you know, philosophies. That's where the gap
I'm more
was.
I'm more Matt's black hole level. Theory. Yeah.
No, 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 but wait, but that's you're not the, very, the idea that's though.
You're very celestial. Matt's out there in the fucking he's way out.
Yeah, but the idea though is that you'd have then you have general relativity come along and mm-hmm. it could explain everything that Newton's theory did.
They haven't done it yet. There's no grand unifying theory.
No, no, there isn't. And we will expect all of our theories to be flawed. However, it is still an improvement on Newtonian physics because again, it can do everything Newtonian physics can do, but more. Mm-hmm. It can, like, our satellites, our whole Uber thing is necessary that we have general relativity.
Sure.
So that's it. So that right there is progress. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not to say that it'll all work out to this, like, perfect thing where we understand everything, but we can see it's just separating shit from stuff we don't know is shit yet.
So do you think that the Big Bang was really us coming out of a black hole?
I have no idea.
I like that.
Yeah.
Pretty sick idea I came up with the other day.
That's good.
Yeah, I Googled it. Other people thought about it, too.
Yeah.
Someone, like, disproved it, but I didn't understand anything he said, so I'm sticking to it.
What'd you major in?
Screenwriting.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So what the fuck, dude? What are you talking about all these theories and math and shit? You don't know math, dude.
You don't know a little bit.
You don't know shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't let him tell you what you know.
Yeah. You don't know.
You know
shit.
Enough to write, like, sick-ass science fiction. That's the only thing that stops me from writing a great science fiction masterpiece.
You got to write, by the way, you have to write that
erotic
novel. You are missing out on an enormous amount of money. Because I mean,
sales. Oh my god, I didn't even want to get.
All right.
State your position.
Well, my position is that it appeals to the supernatural is what I reject, and the reason for that, okay, and that could come in different forms.
If only you had the power to reject it. But go on.
What do you mean?
It's inbuilt into you. It's like like sea turtles. When they get laid in the sand,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, they come out and they got to do a mad dash to the ocean before they're scared of all the predatory birds,
mm-hmm.
they come out ingrained. You could take a baby turtle and paint a picture of a hawk and just, like, dangle it over its head, and it'll, like, try to take cover and hide from it.
Okay,
it's an inborn thing that you can't escape.
So
if you take that energy out of what you call God, you just put that same energy in another thing, and you just, you know.
But you're saying – so the idea that there's an ingrained thing in me that I can't escape. But I think we do escape that constantly. We kick away the evolutionary ladder insofar as using protection when we have sex.
What?
No.
You can believe in God and use condom. What are you
talking about? No, because your argument is that there's an ingrained thing in me that I can't escape.
Yes.
That my genes have given me a mental state that mm-hmm. I'm unable to
– You will deify one thing or the other, yes.
No, wait, don't go to the deify thing. I just want to disagree with the premise.
What's the premise?
That my genes are going to cause me to think certain things, and I can't escape that.
Can I say something in this?
Go ahead.
Because you made Matt's argument with your condom argument.
Go ahead.
Because he's saying your condom argument is that you want to fill up a vagina with cum. So you're taking that energy away, and you're just filling up a condom with cum.
Exactly.
That's all he's saying with religion. Like, you want to believe in God, you want to come in a pussy, and then you're like, I want to take that energy somewhere else. You end up just nutting in a fucking condom.
No.
that's very good.
There's other impulses that people have had throughout history that we no longer do.
Like what?
Like burning cats for fun.
What? People still do that constantly.
Not in this country.
Fucking Avery did it in Making a Murder. Tossed a fucking cat into
There's
a bonfire.
There's definitely a cat.
Not to the extent. I mean, you we have get a to party agree started? that the extent of cat burning parties is mm-hmm. is lower. That there are human behaviors that we decide to change.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
And
fair
you
enough.
Think we? I mean, religion, not necessarily religion, but believing in God has been in every single culture in every. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, of course it has, but there's all different
cat
gods.
Burning wasn't.
There's all different types of gods.
Exactly. It's built in. It's built into the human structure. It's come out.
The supernatural.
Same types of gods and god figures have spread across all the civilizations with their own spin on them. That's why people think it's an inbuilt mechanism coming from, like, the substratum of your perception. This is being you're thinking on a conscious level, but you're not like thinking about the stuff that's occurring below that. That's where it's popping up to your conscious thoughts.
Okay. So
now you worship Mars.
So if you're saying
you went from worshiping the sun is stupid. I worship Mars.
I don't claim to worship.
You dirty bitch! I'm about to shit.
um, I lost my train of thought there. I guess the general idea here, though, that you can't escape this idea of, like, you're saying it has to be a deity, and what I'm saying is that you can escape ideas. Like, that's actually what makes humans so unique.
What about instinct?
It's that we try to come up with explanations for reality, okay, that no other animal does. And so it makes sense that we would come up with the idea of a deity, and all different types of cultures would come up with their different forms because you're trying to explain what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But then around we now realize that good explanations and bad explanations differ in particular ways. Like, good explanations are hard to vary. Bad explanations are easy to vary. And one of the reasons that the supernatural or appeals to God is bad is because you can vary it, as it has been done with Poseidon or this god or any different type of god.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, my problem is when you appeal to the supernatural, and this could also be, it doesn't have to be religious. It can be scientists do this when they would say, there are some things we'll never understand. Right? So there's an appeal to a supernatural thing, that there's things that we'll never understand.
Mm-hmm.
That you're essentially putting a bubble around human knowledge. So it's like the Truman Show, where there's just this limit. And then the problem with that is that everybody is going to claim to have hit that limit at some point.
Yeah.
And if they're in power, then you're in trouble. That's the end of progress.
Sure.
And so that's, again, why I would say that my position is I just reject appeals to the supernatural.
That's fair enough. But, you could say that, but there's also, you can reject appeals to the supremely objective.
Sure. Can you clarify what supremely objective would mean?
Just being like it's science. This is proven by science, Bob. At some level, it does break down and just kind of.
Yeah. I think that that's a bad way of going about it that people do nowadays. That they're like, that they think philosophy's dead,
mm-hmm.
and they think science is this thing
exactly
that is like infallible. When really the whole thing of it is that it's fallible, but yeah.
I think it's a new religion. That's all.
Okay.
Can't get away from it.
Scientism is a thing.
Yeah.
And I agree with that, but that's not my position.
You're OG Popper.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
You're Popper.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sick. What do you think about that, Shane?
I don't know. I think the Vatican has some good scientists.
Well, I can't move you on this position.
Why?
Because it's the same thing. It's that the Vatican claims certain truth. It claims a final answer about the world. It knows where the edge of that bubble is.
I think those scientists would tell you they don't.
Okay.
I think they'd be very open that they don't.
Okay.
What about Tommy Aquinas?
Tommy Aquinas will prove.
He's a good boy, dude.
Fucking come down. Look, I'm just saying, we got half a J in here trying to tell us God's dead. Very Bolshevik.
I'm not trying to say God's dead.
Let's look at the cultures that haven't had God. Uh-huh. How are they doing?
Well, I don't think
they're
that's
not
fair.
Chilling.
What's
they're
that?
Not chilling, dude.
Well, I don't think that's fair to
they
say
are
that.
Not chill.
I mean, we have the separation of church and state here, and we're doing pretty
do
good.
Do we?
Yeah.
One nation under what?
That was added when we were fighting the communisms. Or was that on the money?
All the J's were trying to be like, God's not real. God's dead. Yes.
Communism, but again, communism is another example of somebody claiming to know certain truth about the world. It said, how do you organize political and economic institutions? This way. It's perfect. You cannot challenge it. And then, of course, what happens, right? Because they'd say, this is going to lead to a utopia.
Yeah.
If you want to challenge utopia, you're getting in the way of it. So then what do they do to you?
They kill you
or they put you in a work camp.
So
there's appeals to certain truth or final knowledge is what I'm just
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Right.
And that's I push back against science doing that. But you're right. Here's my question. I know you did an immigration talk.
Yeah.
What was your overall stance on immigration?
Well, that's changed recently. And
keep him out.
David Deutsch, I thought, made a great point about this. What
did Deutsch say about it?
He said that, well, he would agree with the general idea that we want to create as many Western minds as possible. And immigration
is where you get dangerous.
This is the immigration.
He wants to Hellenize the world.
The best way to do it. But critically, we can't hate ourselves. So in the West, we cannot be so self-loathing, lest we're not able to convince people of like the
force
benefits
them to assimilate.
Of this culture. Not force, but they do it on their own.
Here's my question. So have you fucked with the like global poverty numbers?
No.
It's like, I think three billion people are in like less than $2 a day.
Okay.
And I think another two are in like lad poverty. So the majority of the world is like super poor. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we were to westernize all of them and they were to live like the United States and the Westerns, the world would explode. There's no way the world can handle everyone living like that.
Well, why do you say that?
Dude, if everyone was like generating as much trash as us all throughout, if you took, we have 3 billion people who are primarily responsible for like a ton of the pollution.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were to triple the population of people who live like us, we'd be fucked.
If Indians started podcasting, dude.
Yeah.
So there'd
be too many fucking podcasts.
Here's where I would disagree with that, just philosophically.
Sure.
Which is that locks in our current state of knowledge and then just runs the clock forward with population and wealth growth. But the whole thing is that you don't know, you can't predict future knowledge. And so people have done this a lot. Thomas Malthus was the first.
Yeah.
And then this other guy, I forget, in the 70s, he wrote a book called The Population Bomb. I think it was Ehrlich. And he said, there's no way we're going to feed all these people.
Mm-hmm.
We're literally there's going to be mass starvation and death. And then Norman Borlaug was a scientist that figured out how to create a genetically modified wheat crop.
Yeah.
And it turned India from a place that was going to have massive death to a net exporter of wheat in like a decade.
And net exporter of DMs.
DMs?
Looking for Bob. They got that fucking gluten and wanted to see some Bobs.
Got some gluten. They need the Bobs. I think you weren't trying to. You're not saying that they need to be westernized in consumer.
Sure, yeah.
Like consuming shit.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be westernized in the white man's way of thinking, which is what Steve wants them to do.
And so
be like, hey, rape's bad. Stop DMing for Bobs.
But the thing is
women
that
deserve equal rights. All the white man's thoughts.
White men hate women.
White men free
hate
women,
dude.
Yeah.
The 3 billion westernized minds coming on board would be the greatest thing to ever happen on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the problems that you are articulating would probably be solved by them. The only thing that we know in this universe that's capable of solving problems is humans.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how that happens is through trial and error correction. And there are cultures that explicitly inhibit that through corruption.
Like Islam.
Yeah.
You're a Sam Harris guy. You hate Islam.
What about the fact that you don't have electric cars?
I don't think
cars.
He does either, but I hate theocratic monarchs. Yeah.
I love Islam. And you just said you loved monarchs, so.
But I did say I was being silly when
you're
I said
real
that.
Real flip-flopper. I love monarchs.
Wow. No, I was saying, I think I'd be sides. A loyalist.
Hold give on, me a so good what? Sheik. Give me a good sultan.
What about, what the hell was I going to say?
And let me just clarify, it doesn't guarantee that we would solve that problem, but we can. And problems are inevitable, so we want as many.
No, that's what I stand, dude. I'm just saying, in order to do that, you'd have to get rid of like the oil money, put in all clean energy. In order to actually do that, you'd have to have total clean energy.
And
otherwise, winter's coming. Someone hit me. Did you ever see? There's a video with the gumdrops, and the guy does jars, showing like the population.
Yeah.
Dude, winter is fucking coming.
Yeah, that's why we need to build the wall. There's going to be the walking lads, dude.
Also, too, if you just let 5 billion, you know, even just say 3, extreme poverty, they just disintegrate for, like, decades, the diseases and shit coming out of that are going to be horrific.
That's why we need to make them as wealthy as possible.
Under the current system of wealth, the world would explode. Unless we go full solar, full everything.
Agreed, but we can.
Let's do it, Gerbs.
Okay.
Bust it out.
Oh, it takes getting as many people working on the problem as possible.
Yeah, but it's not happening.
Well, that's where we want to inspire our culture to understand what makes it great.
Again.
So that there's not so much self-loathing.
What? You're trying to make America great again.
Because I'm trying to make America great still. Or
so
it is,
so you just have like a high mind, but you're still like a white. You're like a white supremacist. You just say it better.
You sure David Deutsch isn't David Duke?
Yeah. I don't know any white supremacist that would still want more immigrants here.
You want more immigrants to act white.
It's not
you
white.
Want immigrants to
pull Western. Just like
hard
white immigrants. Like globalists aren't Jews.
Yeah, it's
the
not
same thing,
white.
Dude.
You
it's
want immigrants
white.
To pull their pants up.
It's not.
You want the immigrants
white.
To pull their pants up, take off those flashy shirts.
Western minds of all colors and races. And...
Yeah, I mean, that's what the Proud Boys say, yeah. Like, everybody can be a Proud Boy. They're Western chauvinists.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know what the Proud Boys say or stand for.
You
I know what I do.
You would crush with them.
Oh, okay.
You're espousing their beliefs.
I don't think that they would want more immigrants here.
They do.
Okay.
They do?
Yeah, Proud Boys love immigrants if they start acting white. they start acting Western European. That's the only thought that matters.
Well, let me ask you this: like, so would you want somebody here that was like, to told you there's certain things you couldn't say, or told you there's certain things
you mean like
you mean
every
like 23-year-old white chicks
person I encounter
here exactly
with Western thought?
No, that's them not using Western thought. That's them self-loathing. That's a self-loathing.
So everyone I run into,
yeah, it's bad.
It is bad.
Yeah. So we need to get these 23-year-old white. So we need to get rid of 23-year-old white chicks.
We need to expel them.
They actually do fantastic.